Yeah, we're not getting to what's good tonight.
This is Logan Murdoch with the Bay Area News Group.
We're kind of shook up over here. I'm Dieter Kurtenbach.
This is the Warriors HQ podcast. We are...
I don't know, man. I feel like I'm in a war zone.
There's a visual. You are at the scene of the crime.
There's bad juju in this chair, man.
The listeners that don't know, we are at Oracle Arena in the media room, yeah. Right where Kevin Durant probably just had a three-minute diatribe.
Yeah. There's a little back and forth.
Yeah.
And then he left.
So
abruptly.
Right at the scene of the crime where Kevin basically just talked for the first time in, 9 days?
9 days. First time in 9 days Kevin talked. And under normal circumstances, we wouldn't be counting. But, you know, there was a trade that happened in New York. And that trade, a lot of people around the NBA say, was directly correlated to Kevin Durant and his team perhaps making promises that Kevin Durant would be going there in free agency. And so when that trade happened, we were looking for Kevin to maybe get his comment on it. And we finally got the comment a week later, and it was, leave me the hell alone.
Yes. I do have some takes about this, but I do want to get we'll get your take out of the way, and we'll kind of bounce off. What did you think about what he said tonight?
I mean, obviously, I think it could have been handled with some more tact. He goes, oh, the Knicks got nothing to do with me. I don't know who's trading. I just want a ball. Okay, fair enough. We'll leave you the hell alone now. But we needed to hear something from him on that, because obviously when other people around the NBA are saying he's made up his mind on free agency, a promise has been made to the Knicks. Henceforth, they made the Kristaps Porzingis trade to clear up salary cap space, not just for Kevin, but another all-star. And then you see what's going on in L.A. with Clutch Sports and stuff like that. And it's like, we understand how the NBA operates. It operates behind the scenes, shadow government, stuff like that. Real G's operate in silence in the shadows.
That's not the line.
What
is
it?
Real G's move in silence like lasagna.
I'm just anti-lasagna, I guess.
No, you're just not tapped in with the culture. But anyway,
that's
fact. So
that's facts.
I kind of have some takes on this. I feel like kind of some things that he kind of said were valid in a way.
No, I'm like, listen, and what he said wasn't invalid.
I think
it's how he said it.
How should he have said it?
I think that if you don't storm out of that press conference, we're not having this conversation. I think if he doesn't, he gives us about 2-3 minutes of, I don't like you. I don't like that you were inferring things, saying stuff, putting words in my mouth. He goes off on Ethan Strauss. You know, he's Monty Poole comes in, tries to be the voice of reason and all of that. He kind of claps back at Monty a little bit. Okay, fine. He feels a little bit better. He gets it off his chest. Fair enough. This was all kind of a weird situation, to be fair. But then Ray Ritter, the PR czar of the Warriors, goes, do we have any basketball questions? To which I think we were all like, okay, this is done. Let's smooth it out now.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Kawakami comes through and he asks, well, how do you feel about how this team is playing right now and how you're playing right now? And Kevin goes, you don't care about that. And he gets up and he storms off. He gives me a little head nod on the way out, which I'm going to spend hours trying to interpret that. Waste of my time, but here we are. Like, Kevin answers that question, answers another basketball question or two, because we were done. I mean, I honestly felt like we were done with it.
I guess, I mean, from what I sense, he got the room. Like, you guys really don't want to ask me basketball questions.
No, but we can be pros about it.
Yeah, but I do think this, and in a lot of ways, when athletes don't talk, we as the media members at times do get – sometimes we get on our high horse and
yeah.
We say
– No, for sure.
You need to talk to us.
Right.
And this is what you need to do.
I think that is a fair interpretation.
And I mean, and that's definitely something that it seems like he is feeling in that way.
And I can understand why he feels it, but I've said this now a couple of times since this went down. And I don't think I started this stuff, but I was certainly kind of at the beginning.
Oh, you said tipping point. You were there.
Well, was I wrong?
You said this is a tipping point.
Seems like a tipping point.
I don't know. I push back on that. I think a tipping point, considering he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I would say the tipping point happened in November.
What I'm saying is the Knicks stuff started happening, people started talking, and he went radio silent. That's way different. That was interesting to say the least, and a lot of everyone was on edge. What was the edge? It was the tipping point of the situation. And so, how's it gone? What's been resolved here?
I mean, but I think that I mean, at his core, I don't think that he really wants to deal with all this stuff in general.
I can't blame him for that.
And I don't think that he wants to – yeah, he wants to be a free agent and all that, but I think, like he said it in his
– yeah.
In his, I don't know, whatever you want to call it tonight. He wants to play basketball and that's and everything that goes with it. And I think there was a bit of – and I don't know what it is, but I think there was a bit of elitism from the journalism thing of, like, you need to talk to us.
I think for some people that is the case.
Especially when it's the countdown of day nine. And I think there has to have –
yeah, it got a little self-referential.
There has to have some context in this. Some of those days we like, let's just paint a picture.
Okay.
We have well, you know, you go to practice, what happens? We ask for guys. There was some days we didn't ask for Kevin.
Facts. That's true. There were three days. But let me put it to you this way. Let's just run through the days real quick because this is why it was abnormal. Okay. It was abnormal after two games where he wasn't sitting in his chair. What's up with that? Like
I will say this though. There have been times where he's ducked out or we haven't said a word.
Correct, but we weren't looking for him. But the second we're looking for him, and listen, again, I'm not on the high horse. All I wanted to know was what he was thinking about the Knicks thing, because a lot of other people were talking for him. Not myself. I wasn't saying shit about it myself. All I was saying is this is interesting. Other people started asking around. Other people have opinions on the matter. I doubt that they've conferred with Kevin, because I don't think Kevin talks to people about stuff like this. I know who he talks to about this, and I know people – who talked to the people that he talks to about stuff like this, and those people were talking. And they were saying very definitive statements that are like, whoa, that's a big change from a couple of days ago when no one knew what was going on. Kevin Durant was the most inscrutable athlete on the planet. And now they're saying promises have been made and deals have been cut behind the scenes. I don't know if that's true or not, but the fact that people are saying it's a big deal to me. This is a story. Let's not forget what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with the greatest scorer in NBA history when it's all said and done, and perhaps the greatest modern dynasty in professional sports. Maybe, if it sticks together. And it all hinges on Kevin Durant's decision. So when people are starting to put words in his mouth or say that decisions he has made decisions or people that make decisions for him have made decisions, and he doesn't say squat, that's interesting to me. Now, he doesn't have to say squat to the media.
I will say this: this is one of his first. This is first time going through. Oh no, not no. This is second time going through this thing, where there's a constant question of where he's going to go and things like that. I will say the first time people might have thought he was going to go back to Oklahoma City, but this time this is the first time he's dealing with it on this scrutiny of a stage. And you got to think this is also the guy that quietly signed an extension with like a quiet tweet. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think he likes this stuff, but it is.
Oh,
his,
I know he doesn't like
no,
this stuff.
No, that's facts. That's true.
Clearly he doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't even play the game of like, you know, like remember when LeBron did the decision? He was like.
LeBron's still making the decision every day.
I don't know. But specifically in the decision, he's like making fun of it. Like, you know, I might go back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
The Cleveland is.
No,
like,
no. KD doesn't play games like that.
Not like that. And I think that this is just, we're seeing. You know, I don't think he really wants to go through this process, honestly.
Yeah, but ultimately by not just getting out ahead of this, right? You have to know that this question is coming. He's a very smart man. He has played this very poorly in my estimation. Putting on my PR hat, whoever's advising him, not handling this well. Because if he's just sitting in his chair on Thursday, okay, he's not there Thursday, whatever. We asked for him on Friday, he doesn't come through, whatever. Saturday, he's not in his chair. Okay, now things are weird. This is different because we've talked to Kevin Durant every other day for 3 years. And now he's not even in a position to talk much. You know, sometimes he'll just be like, I don't want to talk today. And you go, okay. He's not even there. Okay. And when you ask around, they go, I don't know where he is. Because sometimes it's like, well, he had to go to this or he went to that. And, you know, they got 3 days off, so he got this thing. Like, no one knew where he was at. That is weird. People are talking. And it's like, man, the paradigm has changed, and he doesn't want to say anything. That's fine. He doesn't have to talk to the media. We have nothing to do with this. He's got a Twitter. He's got a Facebook. He's got an Instagram. He can just drop and say, I got nothing to do with these rumors. Leave me alone. I just want to hoop.
What do you think of the notion when he asked, when he said it was like every little thing
that I say
is misconstrued and it is taken out of context? Or not taken out of context, but everything I do was monumental. And obviously our argument is you're Kevin Durant. Your word means something in this life. But it's specifically this season, there have been three or four comments of his that you know, he's probably just said, and he just, we know Kevin, he talks off the cuff. He's going to talk.
No, for sure.
He's going to just say exactly what's on his mind. There's no.
Which is why this was so weird. Like, he's really good about, even if it's just like off the record, right?
Yeah.
He'll tell you what he thinks.
Yeah, definitely.
And if, and so now he's not talking? Now he's ducking us? What's he afraid of saying to us? Like, listen, I'll take, I mean, me and Kevin aren't friends, but like, we talked to Kevin a bunch. When have we done Kevin wrong? I know some people have. I'm not going to defend all of the media here, but like, I mean, I thought I'll just get on my high horse here for a second. I thought the way that he handled the situation on Sunday with the liking of the tweets and stuff was out.
Let's get into that.
I think he's getting exactly what he wants out of this, which is now he can create a narrative that the media is out to get him. And that's not what I was saying. I was just asking where the hell he was. I would have asked him in person, but I couldn't find him. Like,
you did, you found him and you got the head nod.
I got the head nod, which, whatever, man. Like, it's, you know, Kevin's, I've always enjoyed my interactions with Kevin. I think Kevin is, he's an interesting cat. This is my point that I want to make, though. He signs the 1-year contract that gives him ultimate flexibility. A lot of people have given him a lot of credit. He deserves that credit. He is handling his business to the fullest extent, right? He has all the power and he should take it and he utilizes it. And this is a big deal, right? Empowering the athlete. This is the flip side of that, though. You're going to get questions like this ad nauseum, because let's not forget what's at stake here. The greatest dynasty perhaps in basketball history. 5, 6, 7, 8 rings in a row. This thing that came out of nothing that he bolstered. If Kevin Durant leaves, the Warriors are still really, really good, but they're not the Warriors. The Warriors, right? Harrison Barnes just got traded to Sacramento. He ain't coming back. Like, and so for him to kind of, for him to complain about this and to duck it, like, if he would have just gotten out ahead of this and said, that has nothing to do with me, nothing has changed, you know, I still haven't made a decision, nothing that's going on with the Knicks has to do, anything to do with me, does that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, any day, including tonight, it would have been over. But the longer it went on, the more it became a thing.
I mean, it was a thing. Like,
it was a thing tonight.
It led every, you go on First Take, whatever. Like, it led everything. But how much are we to blame for that narrative versus, and I'm not, I'm just,
we create the narrative. I mean, let's be honest. If no one's counting, I was the first person to write this stuff down. I'll take some blame on this. But I thought it was weird. And I'm ultimately not going to keep pretending as if Kevin Durant being a free agent at the end of the year isn't a story. We shut the hell up for like 4 months. He asked us after like the 6th game to stop asking him questions about that. And nobody from the local media asked him a damn word about it. We were cool. And we all just put it in the back of our heads and handled it.
I wonder how that's going to work out. Like, if he does go to New York, that this stuff is, I don't know if he
I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. Like, that's my thing. Like, if you think the BA, I don't know anything about the New York media, but we're easy.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, we're freaking pushovers. No, like, for real. Like, we don't have, you know, there are damn good reporters in this room that we're sitting in right now. No doubt about that. Excellent writers, thoughtful provocateurs. Me, don't know what I am, but like, this is easy. There's no stakes here. What are the stakes? We're dealing with the greatest basketball team of the modern era in a market that, man,
is happy to be in.
Just like,
not medium. I'm talking about like just the fan base.
Like Northern California, we got other stuff to do. I mean, it's not like LA where it's like doesn't matter if anything happens, this and that. Like, people love their sports out here, but it doesn't define them. This ain't Pittsburgh. This ain't Chicago. This ain't a place that, like, you have to have something like that. Otherwise, it gets really depressing to think about where you're at. We're going to lose the Raiders. Do you see anybody protesting in the streets? No. I mean, maybe they should have, but, like, it's what it is. So I just think that this has been handled really, really poorly. If he gets out ahead of this and says what he said tonight, and a little less, even do it.
I don't want to like talk about his tone in it. He said what he said. I don't. Like,
That's fair. Like, and you know what? I think everybody in this room, when he said what he said, it's like, man, feels a little aggressive, but whatever. You said what you said. We got the quote. And that was our, that's our job. He needed to comment on this. He didn't need to comment to me or you or the room. He can send out a tweet. He can cut right through the middleman. And then we shut the hell up. And then we go, hey, about your tweet, what do you think? I said everything I have to say. Okay, moving on. But instead now, this is going to drag out for at least a couple, for a while.
Until, like, it gets back. But, like, also.
Have fun at All-Star Game.
Yeah.
Have fun at All-Star Game. National media is going to be at the All-Star Game. This could have been put to bed. It ain't going to be asleep by then.
Yeah. No, I do. But we all, I think this also goes into, and something that we've talked about a lot.
Yeah.
Kevin is a different dude.
For sure.
Like, what? I don't know what other superstar of his caliber, you know, just like, yeah. Is this, like, that was a real human emotion. Like, you saw that. That was like, there was no scriptedness. Like, nah.
No, yeah, that was like fight or flight.
What do you make of, like, how his personality?
He's a real person, right? He's not part of the show. And maybe this is the problem. Because we're both real people, but we also understand that we're actors in a play. Okay, we have a job to do. I don't want to ask Kevin. I don't want to make Kevin Durant uncomfortable. I have no interest in Kevin Durant disliking me. He's a nice guy. I would like Kevin Durant to like me. I don't need Kevin Durant. Like, we're not friends.
Like, hey man, he gave you the head nod, bro.
What I'm saying is, like, what do we do for a living? We cover a team that plays a sport game in an arena full of people. Like, we're like theater critics or movie critics. We're sports critics. This is a show. You're a performer, okay? And I appreciate that you're also a real dude, right? And I appreciate those real dude emotions a lot. But you gotta put the hat on every now and again and realize that there is a dance to be had. And this day he messed up the choreography of this dance. And now it's just going to rumble into the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. It's exacerbating what could have been a small issue, a small thing. A curiosity that a couple of people had towards his future. Hey, has something changed?
Also, let's paint this picture also. A few weeks ago, they played the Knicks.
Yeah.
He got all those questions then, too.
Right. They hadn't traded Kristaps Porzingis yet.
Still, but like.
No, I get that. That's fair.
This is also coming off the heels of when he went to New York.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's.
Why do we keep talking? Like, the Knicks are a thing. Like, this Knicks thing isn't artificial. Like, no one just made it. Someone didn't go on Trade Machine one night and be like, no, it'd be interesting. Kevin Durant to the Knicks. Like, this happens because people talk. Now, listen, I don't know if this stuff is true or not. I don't. Kevin sure as hell ain't telling me. And the people around Kevin, they're like lasagna. But, like.
No, they're not like lasagna,
Dieter.
What is
it?
They're like the G in lasagna. Because you can't hear the G. So real G's move in silence like lasagna. Like, bro, like, you're going to have to, like, if you're going to be around these players.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
You're going to have to get the references, my G.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
I'm just saying, dog. Like,
oh, man.
You still don't get it, do you?
No, I totally get it. It's a silent G.
Anyway, so. What is
I got it in the first place. I just wanted to see how you would react.
I hate you. Anyway, so.
This is so dark. Like, if there's like a bad mood, there's bad energy in this room, man.
It's because we're on this table right
here. This table is. It's got bad juju all over it, man.
Steph got it back, like, I think a little bit cool. Right?
Nah, man. Steph's joy can't overcome this, this pall.
I will say this, though. One thing about, even though with Kevin and all this stuff going on, it hasn't affected the Warriors' play.
We're going to actually talk about that game?
I mean, that game was rough.
Tell me, you've had a couple of things, and I've been talking over you here. Lay it out. You think that Kevin has been slighted to a certain degree by maybe a false narrative. That's the vibe I'm picking up.
I think that a lot of times – when players clearly don't want to answer our questions,
yeah,
we get in our feelings,
yeah,
and we get, how dare you not answer? Like,
fair.
I was there when, you know, like, it's been a lot of people's leads and builds up when Kevin like swim moved, gave Raymond Ritter a swim move.
Yeah, that guy. That was written up a lot.
Honestly, it was kind of impressive because he gave him a swim move as he was putting on a hoodie.
He is a world class athlete.
That was pretty impressive. But I remember the collective, like, really, bro, like, you know, from the media contingency, you don't want to talk to us, like, type thing.
I don't know. I get that. Some people, it is a self-righteousness,
and it's just
right?
Like, Kevin's a millionaire. You don't owe us nothing. And I feel like.
But No. He doesn't owe us anything, but he is a millionaire. Let's not forget why he's a millionaire, because he's part of the show.
That's true, but it also feels like. And I always go back to this when we talk about media versus players that don't want to talk to us.
Yeah.
That clearly don't want to talk to us.
Yeah.
Marshawn. A few years ago.
Yeah.
Clearly didn't want to talk to us. Wasn't going to give us a good quote even if we asked something. But yeah. That was an example of media.
I don't like this royal we got going on here. Yes, media on the high horse. Yes, that is right.
And I just felt like that's my biggest thing. I just feel like we kind of got on our high horse a little bit throughout this process.
But here's the thing.
But there's also a thing where, and I do agree with you on a sense that he could have gotten ahead of this or with something.
Just be normal around us. Just don't act like this is a thing. He is more than happy to tell us all the time how he really feels about stuff. And we appreciate that. I don't know if he gets...
But I think at his core, like, and he says this all the time. He says this whether it's on the record, off the record, you ask people this. And I keep getting back to this. He just wants to hoop. Dude just want to hoop.
Yeah, but this is the trade-off.
And I don't know if he's quite got that yet.
Man, he's been in the league for 10 years. He ain't special. I mean, he's special in 100 million different ways. 200 million this summer. But, like, this is the beauty of covering the Warriors. I've covered a lot of terrible teams. Hell, I covered the Raiders. A lot of teams don't get it. Just across the board. The media stuff. And the Warriors, they might not like it. Clay doesn't like it. Do you think Clay hates this stuff? But who's been the unofficial spokesperson for the team over the last, like, week? It's Clay.
Clay's been giving great quotes.
He has been giving great quotes. And, like, we're all part of the dance. Clay knows that he's got to do it. We know that Clay doesn't want to do it. And we try to make this as painless as possible. But, damn it, we all have jobs to do, and this is part of his job. NBA's calling the Warriors. The NBA league office is calling the Warriors saying, what the hell's going on with Durant? You got Tim Frank getting involved in the whole damn thing. Like, something's weird. This is part of his job. He can handle it the way he handled it tonight. That's fine. That's his prerogative. All he did was exacerbate a situation that didn't have to be this bad. Though maybe it was always going to be this bad because he exacerbated it in the first place. And yes, people did get on the high horse about it.
What do you feel about him calling people out by name?
He's more than welcome to do that. I mean, he wants to complain about it. That's fine. Ethan's not going to have a problem with that. I mean, it feels awkward. It's happened to me. But, like, it's good for the brand, I guess. I don't know. Like, this is what I was thinking on Sunday when he's going through and liking all the negative comments on the tweets, which,
your
whatever.
Your messages were, like, shambles.
It was, yeah, it was pretty outrageous.
Another Kevin Durant like?
Yeah, I'm just like, we're going to have to mute this conversation. He's more than welcome to do it. Doesn't affect me in any way. Doesn't, you know, makes my afternoon weird, but doesn't, like, hurt my feelings or anything. He doesn't like it. Fine. He can tell me that in person. He can tell me to do whatever. It's fine. Like, I'm in a high-profile job. He's in a higher-profile job. Like, that's the game we play. There's the plus side and there's the downside. But when we do this on Sunday, man, like, just engage in the damn dance. Let's not do this passive-aggressive stuff because all you're doing is exacerbating. You're letting other people do the talking for you. And then complaining that, you know, people are going to misconstrue your words. There was no way we could misconstrue what he said tonight. Problem is he didn't, I mean, I guess he cleared some stuff up. Cool. He could have done that way earlier. That's fine. He didn't want to do it then.
He did it on his time.
He did it on his time. But, man, what did he say today that made anything that was written over the last few days false?
I think you're right on. I don't think that he didn't.
He didn't. He just said, I didn't want to talk to you. We asked, would you mind explaining why that is? And he goes, The Knicks got nothing to do with me.
He said, I don't trust you.
I don't trust you. Fine, you shouldn't trust us. Like, I don't – I mean, I think that's his prerogative, man. He can do whatever the hell he wants. I just think back to how Clay and Boogie have been really good with the media this year, and it's like they get it. They get that this is part of it. And Kevin's been in the league for 10 years, and I will say this without remorse. We have been extremely fair to Kevin Durant here. We have no interest in running him out of town. We do not call him anything other than the spectacular player he is. We call it like we see it. And we have not let the free agency stuff, honestly, I honestly don't think that we've said, you know, KD should leave. No one's written that column. No one said that KD's not becoming of the Warriors, this and that. Like, nothing like that's happened. We don't have Mr. Unreliable on the headline. Like, none of that crap's happened. KD's got some baggage with this. Can't blame him for having that baggage. But maybe he should look at what was written and get ahead of it. But this whole thing has just become way bigger than it ever had to be. And it's like, it's stupid. It's really stupid. But he got exactly what he needed out of it, which is now he can create the narrative that the media is out to get him in the Bay Area, even though we're not. Or maybe we are. Maybe this self-fulfilling prophecy here. He got what he needed. He got the power play out of it. Did the thing with me. Did the thing with Ethan. Gave it all of us here today.
Gave us all the finger.
No, yeah, didn't. Like pretty much. And so now it's clear. Well, media's out to get him.
Again, remember.
Yeah. It actually did happen the first time.
Yeah. Well, I think we said all we really need to say about this thing.
Probably a little bit more than that.
Yeah, so.
You going to hightail it out of here?
Huh?
You going to hightail it out of here?
I'm not going to hightail it out of here. I got to.
So explain the G joke again. Sorry, man.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Yeah.
Follow our stuff. Obligatory follow.
Yeah.
Follow Dieter at D Curtain Box.
Like some tweets on the slide.
Like all of Dieter's tweets, like Kevin. Ah! You can hit follow me at Logan M. Murdoch. You can follow our work
Mark
at
Medina.
TheMercuryNews.com. Follow Mark Medina at Mark G underscore Medina. Yeah. Follow the Warriors HQ newsletter.
You got anything
I'm
to
sure
write about
be
that
full
tomorrow?
Of content tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
But
by the way, the Warriors won 141-102 over the San Antonio Spurs.
That does not matter.
Has nothing to do with nothing.
Tap in, man. I got a playlist for you guys tomorrow. Holla back.
It's going to be a dark playlist.
It's going to be like Eminem and I don't know.
I'm excited to listen.
Holla. Peace.